Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I genuinely like the guys that I choose to spend time with. If you just want to sport fuck, if you just want to see somebody once, have a one-off, one-night stands, things like that, just say it. That's fine. Nothing wrong with it. I like a man that knows what he wants and goes for it. And believe me, if you come after me, oh, I notice, and it gets my panties wet. All right. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me. I appreciate it. Love you so much for doing that. So what do you got planned this weekend? Any good stuff? Well, if you're like me, you're probably going to be thinking that you're going to do more than you can because I'm not traveling this weekend, but you know, I'm thinking, basically, let me tell you what I'm thinking I'm going to do. I'm thinking I'm going to set up my brand new iMac 27 inch. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I got the big daddy. Because you know, bigger's better and size matters. Anyway, I'm thinking I'm going to completely set that up and transfer everything off my old iMac onto my new iMac. And let's see, what else am I going to do? I'm going to completely clean out the garage. I'm going to organize all my closets. I'm going to get rid of a bunch of stuff, send it off to Goodwill. I'm going to list some things for sale on OfferUp. And I'm going to work on Patreon and get some more content in there and get that ready to go. And I'm going to do some shopping, of course, because everybody shops on Memorial Day, right? Speaking of shopping, guys, let me tell you, I've got some tips for you, hot tips. Okay. I know I've mentioned this before. You know that Faria oil, that sex oil that I use with the oil with CBD in it? Let me tell you something. I masturbated the other day. I came 5 times. No joke. I'm not one who likes to get into the hocus pocus stuff, but this sex oil by Faria is no joke. I mean, it is absolutely no joke. I would not promote it if it was. It gets your pussy high. I mean, probably not. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but it does something. That CBD is magic. Any of you that like to partake in orally, whether you're smoking it or ingesting it, you know, it makes you happy. It makes you relaxed. It does things to you. It's an agreeable reaction. Well, let me just tell you something. When you put this CBD oil inside of you and have sex with it, whether you're having a solo session or with somebody else, man, is it good. Anyway, so I wanted to let you know I have an affiliate link for Faria. So if you go to the website, curiousgirldiaries.com, and click on this episode, it'll be in the show notes. If you feel like doing a little shopping, getting a little crazy, click on that. You'll get a bestie discount at checkout and try it. And if you do, guys, let me know what you think. Okay, I'm also doing one other thing. This is totally experimental. I haven't tried it yet. My order has not come, but I'm trying the, if you guys listened to the episode where I was in Jamaica with Medina Monroe, she swears by those taste vitamins that make you taste better down there and your partner too. So I got the strawberry. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see if I can make my pussy taste like strawberries. Now, I've never had any complaints about how my pussy tastes, but let's see. I mean, why not? You know, I love to try this stuff. So same thing. I have a link for Taste Vita in the show notes. So just go, like I said, curiousgirldiaries.com, click on the episode, and there you go. Click through there, and there's a little bestie discount again, because I love you guys so much. Yes, please try these things out. Tell me what you think. I need more people trying them out and giving me feedback, because I know what I think about the sex oil. Absolutely, it's the bomb. I'm really curious, though, about the Taste Vita, because I have heard good things about it, and so I'm just really curious if it will work on me, and then I also need to get a bottle for a partner and see if he'll experiment with me, too. Anyway, well, I'll keep you posted on my taste experiments, okay? How are things tasting down south? Anyway, guys, so this episode is a throwback. I wanted to do this throwback only because basically this has been burning through my mind. This whole NSA concept has always kind of irked me a little bit. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do another episode on this and see where I'm at, where, you know, I need to talk about this again. But really, when I went back and listened to this original one, I'm like, you know what? No, I fucking hit it spot on the first time. And when I have not changed my opinions about this stuff. It was good to listen to and go, damn. I mean, at least I have stayed consistent. Interestingly enough, though, it was fun to hear my old intro. And I was actually really like proud of myself that, again, I'm sounding and saying things that still resonate today. I haven't changed my mind on this. I do change my mind on things from time to time, but I mean, I'm still consistent on the belief that you can't help but have some sort of attachments, and that's not a bad thing, you know? So I always say, you know, my thing is like, okay, some strings attached, some strings may attach. Look, this doesn't mean I'm going to go crazy gaga and puppy dog on you. And by the way, you know, when I'm mentioning in this coming episode here that I still love the chase. I mean, men should be men. I am very traditional in that. Listen, if you're not going to court me, even into court me enough to let you put your dick in me, it's not going to happen. That's why this whole, hey, baby, you know, do you want to fuck? I'm down to fuck. You know, like when I get those kind of messages in my inbox, I'm like, this does nothing for me. And now you're eliminated. Thank you for self-eliminating. You just saved me the time. Block, delete. I don't mind having mild attachments to people. And in fact, I need that because if you're just a dick, literally, that comes over and fucks, I'd rather masturbate because quite frankly, we're not going to have that great of sex. I need to have something there a little bit beyond just the surface level stuff. And this is not, believe me, we're not getting deep in the weeds here. We're not texting each other little sweet messages during the day. No, nope. And believe me, you will find, as I state in this coming episode, it is still the same. I will not text you usually in between us seeing each other. And I wait for someone else to text me that they want to move it along and see me again. Maybe it's just by being lazy. I don't know. That's just my thing. I like a man to pursue. It doesn't get me wet and excited if you don't. If I'm reaching out to you, it's like, ugh. And I kind of take it as, oh, he's just not that into me, which is fine. But that's how I'm reading it. So I'm like, okay, that's how I'm reading the signal. You know, like, well, okay, he's just not that into me. That's fine. And so I'm not going to pursue it because if I'm going to get in bed with somebody, I want it to be somebody that's hot for me and I'm hot for them. And we basically, it starts and stops there with that interaction. And when we're not around each other, you know, we're out doing our thing, living our lives. But I just got to have a man be a man. I got to know you're interested. And if you're not clear that I'm interested, you can go ahead and ask. Believe me, you'll know. I'm not ambiguous. In case you guys, if you've been listening to me long enough, you know that. Like, I'm a straight shooter. So anyway, that's my thought. I still have the same sentiment on NSA as I did like in 2018. Kudos to me. I'm still towing the same line. And I thought it was quite interesting. I just was like, I don't need to restate this. I'm just going to refresh everybody's memory here on episode number 48. I originally called it, I don't know, NSA something. I can't remember the title now, but this one is called, I'm just going to call this one, Some Strings Attached, because that's how I like it. Some strings. And I think I've defined it very well, what I'm interested in, what I'm looking for. And if you are literally just wanting to call me up, swing by, stick your dick in, and just do that randomly at your leisure, that doesn't work for me because I'm a planner and I like to know ahead of time. I base my workouts around this. You know what I mean? Like I push things around in my day. I have shit going on and I push things around in my day based on when I'm going to meet up on you. So usually the real just like impromptu stuff doesn't work for me. And I'll tell you a little secret too. I'm sure I've mentioned this before in the podcast. If a guy just does that, I may be sitting there with nothing to do. I will just flat out say, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I will tell a little fib because I'm like, no, I'm teaching you how to communicate with me properly. And this isn't it. So every time you do that, I guarantee it'll be, no, sorry, can't. Hey, give me a little warning next time. It's funny how you can tell people that over and over and it's like some reason they just don't get it. Anyway, well, and because of that, they're just not getting it. But all right, guys. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Everybody stay safe. Like I said, if you do a little shopping, maybe get in the mood for some sexy items, go to the website, click through the bestie link, and then get your discount. All right, everybody, stay safe and healthy, happy, and sexy. Let's have a lot of sex. Let's have a lot of orgasms this weekend. Let's have a lot of fun. We've earned it. We deserve it. And I miss you guys and love you. Bye.
Good morning, everyone. Well, guess where we are? We're in bed together. Yep, sitting here with my coffee, my microphone, snuggled up. Wouldn't that be fun? You and me in bed. All right, so today, what I really want to focus on and what's just burning on my mind right now. I had a conversation about this last night with a friend of mine about NSA. And for those of you that don't know what NSA stands for, I didn't know either when I started doing all this, by the way, so don't feel bad. It's no strings attached. Now, I find in a lot of these online dating profiles, you know, or when you're just talking to somebody and they say, well, what are you looking for? And you tell them and then they tell you, a lot of times, you know, they'll use that term. They're looking for NSA. Well, I don't exactly know what the fuck that is or how you accomplish that. I've got to be honest with you. You know, is that realistic? Is that really, you know, realistic. My God, sorry. Somebody just sent me a really funny picture. Okay, back to business. When you are having sex with someone and spending a lot of time with them, or a fair amount of time with them, or even just seeing them, you know, a handful of times, if you do something with them outside of the bedroom, you're gonna form a bond, some sort of bond. It doesn't have to be a strong one. But you're going to like that person. There's things that you enjoy about them. You find their personality pleasing. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be spending time with them outside of the bedroom. So, you know, I guess my gripe today is I wish people would just get fucking real. Because I've said, you know, time and time again on this podcast that I genuinely like the guys that I choose to spend time with. And I don't just, as a general rule, now let me think about this. Is there anybody that I've just consistently just shown up, fucked, and left? No, it doesn't go that way. You may do that the first time, but typically, you know, unless it's going to be a one-hit wonder, you know, you'll go and have dinner first, you chat, you know, there's talking in between about, you know, how's your day? It's a mild, very light form of, and I'll just use this term generically because there's no other way to put it, but dating. It's a mild form of that. It's a version of that, some sort of hybrid offshoot. And I like it that way. I don't know. I mean, you know, either you're just stone fucking cold, you know, or some sort of psychopath if you don't, you know, if you're just really genuinely looking for NSA. And if you think that's realistically attainable, I gotta say, I really don't. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I mean, I think you can, again, like I said, there's just versions of that. So, you know, maybe you're not being upfront. You know, if you just want to sport fuck, if you just want to see somebody once, have a one-off, one night stands, things like that. Just say it. That's fine. Nothing wrong with it. If that's what you want to do, that definitely could be absolutely like an NSA. But I mean, I think I might do. I'm going to change my profile. Maybe. And I'll just put looking for SSA, some strings attached. and that again, that doesn't mean that, you know, that doesn't mean I give a shit who else you're seeing or I'm going to be calling you and burning up your phone line and texting you and bugging the hell out of you. In fact, I get complaints to the latter that I don't initiate or reach out enough. And I don't, when I say initiate, please don't think that I'm referring to sex. No, I initiate sex plenty. Because I like sex, obviously. But this is about just straight up kind of day-to-day contact. And I let the guy set that pace. I really do. I'm way more comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable chasing a guy. It doesn't feel right to me. If I like you, you'll know it. There's other ways, you know, that you'll get your ego stroked and, you know, I'm very good with the compliments and things like that. And genuinely, when I mean them, of course, I'm not disingenuous, but I don't like, I cannot chase a guy. It doesn't suit me. It just doesn't suit me. Never has. And I've never, you know, I think when you get used to that circumstance and you don't have to, it just, that's what feels right. So, and I don't want that to come off in a very, you know, egocentric way. It's not about that at all. It's about my comfort level and also just how I kind of view male female roles. I mean, I really kind of think the man should be the man. I mean, I know I've said that a lot. I'm old fashioned that way, I guess. I like a man that knows what he wants and goes for it. And believe me, if you come after me, oh, I notice. And that gets my panties wet. I mean, that is some nice foreplay for me right there. Just, you know, sort of being hunted, if you will. I mean, men should be the fucking hunters, not the women. Hello. So that's my point of view on that. But back to the NSA stuff. I don't see how genuinely anybody pulls that off. I think people pretend to pull that off, or they say that that's what they want. But I don't know that it's, again, like I said, I don't know. I just don't see how it's possible. Please, somebody, hey, if you have a different perspective on this, I would love to hear it. And by the way, you can always, you know, I always give out, I've got my email at the end of this, at the end of all the podcasts, the ways you can contact me, go to the website, you can email me directly, you know, find me on Tumblr, whatever. I love, you know, if anybody wants to challenge what I say or has a different point of view, fantastic. Please enlighten me. I'm all for it. I mean, I'm totally up for the alternative point of view. It doesn't bother me a bit. And I'm quite fascinated by it and interested to know if, you know, if guys are truly pulling this off, or females, I'm sorry, I don't mean to just address the men. If women are truly pulling that off, tell me how. I'd love to know. I mean, you know, sex is a powerful thing. When you get sexual with somebody, and if it's good, like I said, unless you're don't have a heartbeat, I just don't know how you don't form something, you know? And I mean, I have met some amazing, amazing men that I can't believe they're single. I mean, I don't know. If females knew this, if they're, you know, there's like women out there that want men like this for sure. Great in the sack, sensual, amazing bodies, treat you well, compliment you, you know, and know how to treat a woman. I mean, and they're single. They're single, and I get to sleep with them. I mean, how lucky am I? And just, yeah, there's just some fantastic men out there. And So how could I not? I mean, I'm not stupid. I mean, how could I not have feelings for these guys? I do. And I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. And it ranges, you know, it the range of how, you know, everybody, every guy's different. So, you know, the level that you get to with them is different. I mean, some of this stuff is highly, highly just sexually charged. It will spin your brain and your mind, rock your world in a good way. Not, you know, not, again, not in this needy, fanatical, frenzied kind of way, in just a holy shit. What an experience. Like, you have to keep going back to that well. I mean, you have to. The level that you're getting to them with getting with them sexually is, it's just a whole nother realm to explore. And I'm into that. I mean, that's the whole reason I started doing this, is because I realized it's the one area of my life, you know, look, you go to the gym, you take care of your body, you eat right, you practice at keeping yourself healthy. You practice at being better in your business life. You're working on all these areas, you know, just on yourself personally. But for some reason, we don't focus on our sex lives in the same way. For me, this whole sexual road trip project, if you will, is about turning, you know, cranking up the volume on my sex life, holding myself to the same standard and expectations that I do in my business life, and, you know, kind of making myself a—I don't know if this is a strange way to put it, but just like a, you know, a sex CEO. You know, I mean, a sexual superstar, somebody that's just totally in touch with their sexuality, how to go really deep with somebody, exploring all the angles, all the avenues, and all the facets about it that appeal to me. And it's just, it's one of the most pleasurable things we can do as human beings. And so why, you know, why isn't there more emphasis on this? I don't know. And then so to come along and to read, you know, how people are, you know, focused on this NSA aspect, I'm like, why? Why would you do that? I mean, hire a fucking hooker then. Seriously, I'm no offense to hookers. Those women are professionals. They literally have made it a business, and they'll be as they're, you know, I believe they can be totally detached, because it's about the bottom line. It's about finances. So, you know, don't you want, you know, you truly want that? Go to a fucking prostitute. There. I said it. You can tell I'm getting a little edgy about it. I don't like it when you come across somebody that's just kind of, you know, full of bullshit. Because I think the whole NSA thing is, it's either a protective mechanism, or you got something to hide, or you're really just being unrealistic, and you aren't in, which tells me you're really not in touch with who you are, you know, as a sexual being. And again, nothing wrong with that, but maybe reevaluate, like take a deeper look. It's okay to be honest about something. You know, when I was doing this, it's very upfront with people, you know, I want to see people that I like, that I enjoy spending time with, I genuinely care about, but I don't want to be somebody's girlfriend. Not looking for that. And that's, you know, and I was really, really wanting to keep out the real intimate parts. But what I kind of discovered is, again, you know, going back to what's realistic and what's unrealistic, through doing that, you know, I realized, I don't think that's, for me, I don't think it's really realistic. If I want to have more intimacy, then there is going to be, you know, those points where you're going to have very strong feelings. And it either happens or it doesn't. That's something that's hard to put your finger on because there's so many things that go into that. So there's definitely people that, you know, that's, of course, that won't happen with it. You know, it just doesn't. You're not clicking on that level. You can't get, there's never the risk of you getting that deep with that person, but you still care about them. You still, you know, enjoy them and genuinely like them. So again, I just feel like this, you know, where does that put the, you know, the whole NSA thing? But I know it's an interesting topic because I see, you know, when I get all these messages from guys and I'm reading their profiles, and I tell you, when I see, like, when somebody reaches out and I see that, it's like, if I see it says, you know, NSA, or sometimes guys put the stupidest things in their profiles, I got to tell you, I get urged to, like, tell them, you know, I'm not interested, but by the way, you may want to correct your grammar, or you used the wrong, you used your in the wrong version. It's YOU'RE, not YOUR, you know, all these little things that I notice. By the way, grammar and good vocabularies are sexy. I'm just going to jump in here on a different subject while I'm just talking about some things that bug me. I mean, I may as well go for it, right? And I cannot stand the whole, you know, how are you, the letter U, you know, how the letter R, you. I mean, come on. Fucking A. Just write a complete sentence. What are you afraid of? Try it. Don't be scared. It's okay. Every time I get that shit, I'm like, this guy's like 27. The last time somebody was messaging me, I said, he's just going on. And I said, oh, he asked me how old I was. And I said, first, let me guess how old you are. I said, you're mid to late 20s. He's like, yeah. And I said, and English isn't your first language, is it? He said, no. He's like thinking I'm some psychic. I'm like, yeah, I can tell. But anyway, I know. I hope that's not sounding mean. I'm not trying to be mean, but I mean, it's true. We're all entitled to our, you know, the things that turn us off and turn us on. And holy shit, some of this stuff, I just go, ugh, you know, it's a big turn off. I consider myself, you know, a smart, attractive female that has her shit together. And if you're not bringing your A game, I mean, I'm not interested. You know, I'm not interested. That's a form of, you know, what I call, oh boy, now I'm really going to let it fly. That's just a form of what I call dating down. I don't date down. You know, I mean, when I say that, it's like, there's different things I think that appeal to me about men in general. So sometimes there are things you can't put your finger on. I tend to like just who I like. And sometimes it's not who you would think I'd be matched up with, you know, but I guess maybe like, you know, you see two people that sort of have the same, I don't know how to put it, like sexual appeal or whatever. And you think, okay, those people are a good match, or there's a good looking couple. I'm attracted to, you know, a good looking man. Absolutely. Who isn't? But also you might see me with someone where you go, oh, I wouldn't have like thought you would be attracted to him. It's about the complete package for me. I've dated guys that initially I was just like, no way, you bug me. I don't, you know, like out of the gate, I'm like, I don't think I'm attracted. And then you get to know them and you're like, holy shit, this guy is so hot. And I love that. I love it. I already know that because I've had that happen enough. So I am totally open. It's not the look, you know, that the looks in general that just get me to say yes or no. It's when I get to know somebody, because you can turn me on because you're hot. You're a hot package all the way around. And that's really, you know, what I'm after. I don't know. Did I just get off on run myself off in the ditch there with that? And I hope I didn't say some things that I'm going to regret. But again, you know, I just don't know. I would love anybody explain this to me. If you feel like you have truly true, you know, NSA relationships, and then tell me how you're accomplishing that and tell me what that feels like and what that actually means. Does that mean you just fuck somebody once and then you're out of there? I could see that. I mean, if that's one night stand, so then why doesn't your profile just say, you know, I just want to have one night stands. I just want to sport fuck. Why do you got to say, hey, you know, you're not allowed to like me. I'm not going to like you. If that's what, I mean, be straight up about it. Write that down. But people don't have the balls sometimes to really express themselves. Or I'm in a relationship and I can't have any attachments because I'm lying to the person I'm with. And I can't have you getting all crazy about me. Say that. Isn't that the fucking truth? Just say it. Just say that. Or I'm totally, you know, I'm devoid of any and all feelings. I just want to stick it in you, get off. And, you know, I'll get you off and we're done. Okay. You know, I mean, great. I never get upset with people when they're just brutally on, when they're just being their most honest. That's fucking awesome. Great. But, you know, all these creepy little code words and wrangling around, you know, how we're going to cover up, how I'm going to, you know, cover up what I'm really looking for by throwing some generic term out there. Lately it's bugging me. I don't know why, but it is. So there you have it. If you are an NSA-er and you want to explain it to me, I am all ears. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.